This is the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson podcast.
I would like to know, on 13, 24, 10, a fun fact about your dad. All right?
Yep.
Okay?
Dad fun facts. Yes. Dad fun facts. Is that fun facts?
It's my firm belief that everybody's got a fun fact about their dad. Something they've done over their life, some achievement they've had. Really interesting fact. Like my dad who invented a chip frying machine.
That's not even the fun fact. There's more.
There's more. He also, I told me the other day on the phone, this is where I'm getting this stuff from, guys. He said that he used to brew his own beer under the veranda of his parents' house. And one day it got so hot that it fermented or whatever and blew up the veranda.
Wow.
I thought, geez, that's cool.
How old was he?
He was about, I'd say, legal.
Yeah.
18.
Probably.
Maybe. Anyway, and I thought, that's cool. My dad blew up a veranda. What a cool fun fact.
With beer.
With beer. Like, yes.
Go, Paul.
So we're looking for dad fun facts, guys. Share them with us right now on 13, 24, 10.
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
Dad fun facts.
Dad fun facts. Dad fun facts. Is that fun facts? Is that fun facts?
Oh, I love these. 13, 24, 10 to share with us a fun fact about your dad. Everyone's got one.
Because your dad blew up the veranda with beer.
Yes, yes.
Normal sentence.
He also played state footy for Falcons in Perth.
Oh, yeah, easy captain. Now. That's so many fun facts.
I know, too many fun facts. Sorry, guys. All right, well, let's get a fun fact right now from Stacey, who's on the phone. Stacey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Stace.
What's your fun fact about dad?
My dad retired 2 years ago and he started work when he was 15, a carpet layer, and throughout his working career he had 3 sick days off.
Three?
That's such a good dad fun fact.
What a good, a good one.
Three, okay.
I know.
Yeah, wow, okay, great dad
what
fun fact.
What a legend. What an inspiring man. Dad fun facts.
Now.
Dad fun facts.
Oh, okay, this is an interesting one because they want to remain anonymous.
Oh, okay.
Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Nervous, but good.
Yes, intrigued. Okay, hit us with it.
All right, my fun fact is my biological dad is one of Australia's most wanted men. Huh. I haven't seen him since I was a kid, but we see him regularly on State Night, 60 Minutes, all of those shows.
Oh, okay, so why is he wanted? What's he doing?
He's a con man, basically. And, yeah, there's people all over that have wanted him for a long time and they just can't pin him because he's a little too clever sometimes, so, which is not a compliment in any way.
So he's the guy you see building dodgy verandas for old people?
If only it was something simple.
Oh. I want to know so much, but well, I mean, there's legal issues, but thank you. That's amazing. Thank you, Anonymous. Good dad fun fact.
That's fun?
Tara?
Yes.
Dad fun fact?
Oh, God, this is awesome.
Okay. So my dad is big into ancestry and decided to have a look back into our heritage. And as it turns out, we are related to a pirate called Black Bart Roberts, a.k.a. Barty Doo, who was renowned for stealing from the rich and giving to the poor.
Oh, like a Robin Hood pirate!
He was. So we have photos, pictures and drawings and things like that. And my dad and both my brothers decided that it would be a fun thing to do to go and get Barty Doo tattooed on their forearms as a motto to our family.
Wow. Dad fun tats. That's
so
cool.
So every National Pirate Day, it's all happening in our household.
Wait, hang on. There's a National Pirate Day?
Of course there is.
There is. Okay. There is.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Great fact.
That's amazing. A pirate.
Emma's also got a dad fun fact for us. Emma, hi.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. Hit us with it.
So my dad represented Australia in the Seoul Paralympics in 1980. In the top 10 in the world.
My God!
Wow.
That's an awesome dad fact.
It is, isn't it?
He must be pretty buff.
He is, but he's got one hip, one leg, he's got no kidneys. He's an amazing, inspiring man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, very proud of him.
Hello, child. Thank you.
Hello, child. He's probably got the Olympics tattoo.
Oh, guys, I think this may be the best dad fun fact we've
had. No, we've had pirates. Yep. We've had criminals.
Yep. Christina, hit us with it.
Hi. My dad can hypnotise chickens.
Done. There it is.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. Thanks for getting involved,
guys. There's so many questions.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
Good morning. It is Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson on Nova.
Oh, Shano.
Yeah.
We have something we want to bring up with you.
It's an intervention,
yeah,
isn't it?
What is it, guys?
You know when you get a burger and you have like beautiful, delicious meat and then you might have this salad that's made up of cabbage and mayonnaise and carrot and shredded vegetables? What would you call that?
Why? Coleslaw, why?
Say that slowly again.
Coleslaw. Coleslaw.
No, we've got a problem with your pronunciation. It makes us feel sick.
No, it's not. You drop the D.
No, it's coleslaw.
It's not coleslaw. It's coleslaw.
It's coleslaw.
It's coal.
It's a coleslaw.
No, but it's... Oh, no.
It's coleslaw.
No, because it sounds like a cold sore.
Who calls it coleslaw?
I think you've mixed it up.
Hang on.
Coleslaw and coleslaw.
Coleslaw? How do you pronounce it again? You say it.
Coleslaw.
Coleslaw?
Now he's saying it so many times.
It sounds weird.
Wrong.
There's no D in it. There's actually no D in
but
the word.
It has some coleslaw.
Can you say it?
C-O-L-E-S-L-A-W. Coleslaw.
Coleslaw.
Yeah, coleslaw. Coleslaw.
It's cold slaw.
It's not, mate.
I saw it. Wow. I see it on the KFC menu all the time.
Well, you don't read it properly.
Not that I ever get. Who gets the coleslaw anyway?
It's coleslaw. Stop. Who gets the coleslaw anyway is your sentence that you tried to say.
Coleslaw.
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 Coal.
Coleslaw.
Coleslaw.
Oh, I hate you.
What are you doing?
I hate you. Mate, you work on the radio. Yeah. You have to say the words for a job.
I get it, guys.
What we're doing is just helping you for future times when you may need to say that word so that you don't get judged by people.
No, you guys are having love. 13-24-10, let's ask our listeners. They're honest with me. How do you really pronounce it then? It is coleslaw.
That's no one call, please.
Yeah, ring.
It's already sorted.
No,
coleslaw.
No, you guys haven't. Shush. You guys are laughing.
Coleslaw.
Kush. Coleslaw.
Coleslaw.
Thank you.
Thank
You've learnt. You've
coleslaw.
Been schooled.
I get it.
The say slaw.
Slaw.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
The pronunciation is coleslaw.
It's not.
Yeah, I know what you're doing, mate.
We've done that. That's case closed.
No, it's not case closed.
You've been schooled.
It's case open.
It's not case open.
Soraya, hi.
Hi, how you going?
Hi, can you just tell these guys they don't know what they're talking about, please? It is coleslaw. Thank you.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's coleslaw.
It's coleslaw?
Coleslaw.
It's coleslaw. Is that what you're saying?
It's not. No, Shane. She's not saying that.
I think you're saying coleslaw, aren't you?
No.
Yeah, coleslaw.
Stephanie's also on the phone. Stephanie, you're on my side, right?
Hi, sorry.
Oh, good on you, Steph.
Can you please say it?
Coleslaw.
Thank you.
No, hang on.
Because it's a cold slaw, right, Steph?
No, it's not cold. No, Steph's saying coleslaw.
No, Steph's saying coleslaw. Coleslaw.
Coleslaw.
Coleslaw, thank you.
No.
Yeah, coleslaw, you're saying coleslaw.
No one's on your side.
Everyone's on my side, mate.
No one's on your side.
You know what? Let me do this because, I mean, you know, you pick this up about me, mate. I've got something on you. I want to turn these tables around.
You've got nothing on me.
I want to lazy Susan this table around, right?
That's good.
Because you came in thinking that you had done the coolest thing you've ever done, right? You came in going,
what are you doing?
This is so cool. You know what I did, guys? This is so cool. And it's probably the saddest thing. It's actually the saddest story I've ever heard you tell.
How very dare you?
Tell everybody what you thought was really cool, what you did the other night. You thought it was so cool, guys. Wait till you hear the story.
It is cool.
Come on. Go on.
I found a new hobby.
Yes, what is it?
Well, you know I'm a big fan of the... You know... All right, if I say it out loud, maybe...
It sounds sad. Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
All right, I love Candy Crush.
There it is.
And it's just a great way to take my mind off things, and I just go to my special zone.
Yeah.
But the other night, I took it to the next level, but I found YouTube clips of people playing Candy Crush and talking you through it.
Oh, my God.
And I watched them, and get this... I enjoyed them.
Mate, I mean, I'm the poster boy for sad stories, but that is really one of the worst things I've ever heard. It makes me feel
ill. It's awesome.
No one's playing Candy Crush anymore. No one plays Candy Crush. You are the only
person. Yes,
they do. No one plays.
Everyone still plays Candy Crush.
I bet we won't get more than one. If anyone's still playing Candy Crush, 13, 24, 10, I bet we won't get more than one person. Or if it's one person, it's probably your friend who you play Candy Crush with.
This is not a thing.
No one plays Candy Crush. Okay, let's end it here. Prove me wrong. If people are still playing Candy Crush,
I was having a go at you, and now you've turned it all around.
That's what I do, mate.
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
Dylan Lewis shared the saddest thing I've ever heard him say.
It's not sad.
He reckons it was cool.
It is cool. It's groovy.
Yeah, watching YouTube videos of other people playing Candy Crush
with commentary.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's really interesting and insightful because you pick up some great tips.
Oh.
Since watching these videos,
yeah.
I've become a better player.
Yeah.
Which is really good. I've been on it for a few years now on the Candy Crush. I worked really hard to get the night zone levels up. I got up to about 500 and recently they just deleted the night zone.
Okay.
So I'm concentrating all my efforts on just the normal Candy Crush. Up to level 762.
Okay.
So doing really well. But these tips have really helped me. I'm flying through the levels at the moment. And lots of great fun updates on
Candy Crush as well.
Lots of new ways
to get
bonus.
Deb, hello.
Hi, Candy Crusher.
Deb, why? Why, Deb?
Yes. Deb gets it. Deb's groovy. Deb's cool. What level are you on?
I don't think you should ask because I've started several times over.
Ooh. Oh, never ask.
So it doesn't look real good, but I'm going to be looking for those YouTube clips, let me tell you.
Oh,
they're
nice.
Great fun. They're really fun. There's a little bit of swearing in some of them, so just be warned.
Brenton.
Thank you, Deb.
You're not on it too, are you, mate?
No, I'm not on it, but my boss is.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Because he's a legend.
I think it's funny as.
What do you mean funny?
Oh, well, because he's old. And he's sitting there playing Candy Crush. I go up to him and think he's like doing something important. And I look at the screen and he's playing Candy Crush. It's like, wow.
Thank you.
Because you can get away with looking like you're doing an important email. That's what I do with the missus.
Okay, thanks for that, Brenton.
Thanks, Brenton.
Jenny, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Jenny, no.
Yes.
Yes, every day.
Jenny.
Yeah. Jenny's great. No, Jenny's great. What level are you on?
I'm in the 500s.
Okay, you'll get there. You'll keep trying, darling. You'll get up to my level.
I work with about five other people who also play it every day.
Yep. Oh, see,
okay.
Shane?
Employees of the month there.
Shane, Thank you.
All right, guys, what, three people?
It's groovy.
Okay.
Candy Crush is groovy.
Let's move on,
and videos
guys.
Are even groovier.
Groovy is not groovy.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
It is Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson on Nova. Of course, Fringe is here, guys. His show's Critically Will down there at Vagabond of the Garden. He's here. We love him. Will Anderson. Good morning. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me, Hayley. Nice to have you here as well. I appreciate that it went in for the kiss.
I like that. Yeah.
I've been coming to visit Louie and Lowe for a very long time. Not once ever been kissed.
But now you have. Shane went in for the kiss too.
Yeah, I know.
Precedent now.
Well, I had to feel like I had to even it out, you know. I thought, like, it can't be one of those people where I only kiss women. Now I have to kiss the guys as well. See, that's what's happened. You've essentially turned this into a key party. That's what's happened.
Exactly.
I've come in. We've known each other for so long. And I've got to be honest, like, Louis, your face, beautiful, but, like...
Come on now.
No, good to look at, okay, but like you haven't had a shave.
Yeah, no,
it's like
I
sandpapered my face. I'm like, seriously, over here, one side of my face is now smoother than the other side because we went in for a side kiss.
Sorry,
it's like,
that.
Well, I now have to do the other one. That's why they do the European style, is so that your face evens out from the... I don't know how women kiss men now that I've kissed you. Anyway, let's probably move on from this topic.
Critically Will, what's it about? Why is it Critically Will? Tell us about it.
Well, basically because I'm dying and... no.
Hey!
Spoilers. Great topic for a comedy show. Who knows? I could have been. I went in to get I've had a lump on my neck and I went in to get it checked out the other day. And you know when you think it's going to be fine because it's been there for ages. And originally they thought it was a lymph node that had just swollen up. And they said, that'll go back down. Don't worry about it. And then it didn't for like 5 years. So they're like, hey... Do you reckon you should go and check that lump out? And I was like, okay, let's go in. Went and got an ultrasound, got it checked out. And then they had to do a biopsy in it, 5 needles into the neck, right?
Oh, my gosh. So
I've gone into the doctor to get the results, right? And this is, he said 5 words, I guess 6 with the contraction. And what a journey. It was like a haiku, this journey. He said, it's a tumour, not cancer. They were the words. And I was
Start with not cancer. Wow. It's
only
a tumor.
Right. It's only 5 words. Just flip it.
Oh, my God.
Not cancer. It's a tumor. That's the way. I would still have follow-up questions, but don't give me that moment of it's a tumor. And he paused. He did not run those words together. It was like, it's a tumor, comma, it's not cancer. That was really the way he said it, right? And you know in that moment, doesn't matter, even though you think you're going to die, because you're a comedian, when someone says it's a tumor, in your head is like, it's not a tumor.
There it is.
Love it.
And have you been competing with Clipsal Noise while you've been doing shows? How does that work down at the Garden? Did you get any of that?
Look, I got in the day after the Clipsal this year, which was good timing. Last year, I was here Clipsal weekend, and I'll tell you, two women had a fight in my show. They weren't just heckling me. They were just heckling each other, and they were friends. They were so blind from Clipsal, they'd brought in a bottle of wine, and one of them had spilt it, but they couldn't work out which of the two had spilt it, and whoever spilt it had to go and get another one. So they just start standing up and yelling at each other, having this fight in my show. And I can't see, you know, because of the smoke haze. And so they're up the back and I don't know what's going on. I think they're yelling at me, but they're just yelling at each other about this spilt wine.
Wait, so there were Clipsal people who were drinking wine?
Yeah, I mean, straight from the bottle.
All right, something we're doing with all our fringe guests, Will, is Rapid Fire 5.
Okay, let's do it.
Five quick questions, rapid fire answers. Let's get into the Rapid Fire 5. Will Anderson, first question here, guys.
Number 4.
First concert you ever went to?
Forget the number.
First concert I ever went to, In Excess at the Melbourne Entertainment Centre, I guess it was, on the X Tour, I think it was. But the first band I ever saw were their support band, Rat Cat.
Oh, wicked. All right, guys, question 2.
Number 12.
Best show other than yours at the Fringe?
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't seen. It's Rapid, so I just should say something. Yep. Tom Ballard.
Okay.
Great. Next question.
Number 31.
Adelaide's best kept secret?
Oh, well, if it's a secret, then I'm probably going to tell it. Well, that's the problem. What happens upstairs at Rhino Room?
Yeah, oh, there it is.
Next question.
Number 58.
Favourite Will pun?
Oh, the one that I haven't used that I would love to use is, well, I can't say the first word on the radio, but everyone will understand what it is. F, marry, Will. That's the one that I would like to do.
And the final question, Rapid Fire 5, Will Anderson.
Number 42.
Who would play you in a movie?
Adam Hills. Easy. Yes.
All right, the show's at the Vagabond, guys. Critically, Will, always a pleasure, mate. Thanks for dropping
Thanks,
by.
Thanks, guys. There is some smoke haze, though. Just
Thanks, Will.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
It is Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson on Nova. Good morning right now, guys. We're in for a treat.
Yes.
It's another edition.
Yep.
Dylan's life hacks, which are boring but useful.
You know how sometimes on your nose you get a little bit of excess oil?
Mm.
Sure, you could use toner to kind of reduce the oiliness of your nose, or you could spread the oil around to other parts of your face and make them oily so that you don't need to have Botox. Cheers.
That is so disgusting.
Life hacks, which are boring but useful.
Hang on. Sorry. Are you messing with the integrity of this segment, Hayley Pearson? Did you just say that's disgusting?
Yes, I don't want my nose sweat under my eyes.
Put your nose sweat around your eyes, around all the crow's feet, and then next minute, it's better than oil of Olay. It's amazing. Nose oil. I guarantee you'll be trying it soon. You'll get home and you go, my nose is a bit oily. Perhaps I'll just spread that love around a little bit.
Yuck.
Nose oil. Cheers. Thank you.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
It is Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson on Nova. Good morning, everybody. Let's get into the quiz.
It's Quizmas. It's Quizmas time.
So call 132410. You could win a prize at the end.
It's Quizmas.
Sure is. Today, Hayley Pearson is Quizmaster.
I sure am, boys. Are you ready for a throwback quiz?
So ready for this.
No.
Oh, okay. Easy
What's
win.
What's wrong?
This will be an easy win.
I just don't think I'm good under pressure.
Yeah.
Sure, I've had a few wins of late.
A few.
But they were fluke.
Yeah, I agree with that.
What's the scoreboard?
I don't want to know the scoreboard.
Hayley,
right.
7.
We don't have time.
9. I'm 15. Okay. Amy's ranked 3, wants you to represent her in the quiz today, D-Lou. And Christy's going for Shane Lowe. Won't let you down, Christy.
All right, let's do this. In the blue corner, we have Dylan.
Who is a man that would risk his neck for his brother, man?
And in the green corner,
yes,
we have Shane Lowe.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Doctors.
I got this,
all right,
guys.
Question number 1.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's go.
The old commercial to the tune of Mellow Yellow was for the delicious chocolate Caramello.
Shane, Koala.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, typical.
What do you mean typical?
You get the food one right.
This is for you, Dylan. Question number 2. Pluck a duck. is from which...
Dylan!
Yes.
I mean...
Who gets that? That was me.
Yeah, you go for it, mate.
Hey, it's Saturday.
Hey, hey, you're right.
Hey, hey.
Boom.
Sucked in, Shane.
Good, okay, okay, ease up, be nice.
Okay.
Question number three. An iconic weekend music show called Recovery...
Oh, this is on... Yep.
...was hosted...
Shane.
Yep.
The Enforcer?
No.
Damn it.
I don't even know what that is.
Good.
I didn't get it.
All right. What's the rest of the question?
The rest of the question. It's hosted by our very own Dylan Lewis. Which channel was it on?
All right. Go, mate.
Dylan.
Yeah.
ABC.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, the Enforcer was also on the show with Dylan. He was a guy with the balaclava.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Thanks for never watching it, Harry, when you were one.
Okay. Question number four. Okay. Which TV show started in 1988 based in Summer Bay?
Shane.
Yeah,
come
Shane.
On, guys. It's Home and Away. It's Home and Away.
Yeah, okay. Two all. Yeah. Are you ready for the deciding question?
So ready. No. I'm ready.
Who won the first season?
Dylan!
Yeah?
Guy Sebastian.
Who won the first season of Australian Idol, Guy Sebastian?
Hang on. No, that's going to be some part of it. That is going to be some part. How did you even...
Okay, well done
to Amy. Dylan's won for the quiz. You well. Congratulations.
You're welcome.
All right, guys.
You're welcome.
All right. That's
what happened, up. Shane? What just happened?
I don't know.
What happened?
A
little recap. What happened was you lost.
I don't know.
I get my music. Go.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Here you go, mate. Here it is.
It's Dylan. Dylan. Yeah. Dylan's the man. That's right.
Shaft.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Quiz
Can
back.
You dig it?
The quiz
Can
is
you
back.
Dig it?
Okay, sure.
Can you dig it?
Just shut up. Quiz is back tomorrow, guys.
For more Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson, hit up novafm.com.au.